Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1940, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. As you can tell, probably by the sound of my voice, I'm still a little congested this week, so bear with me. And I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Debbie writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil, love your show. My question is it harmful to your ears to listen to podcasts all night while sleeping with headphones in at a low volume? My husband and I both seem to sleep more soundly listening to either movies or podcasts as a form of white noise while we sleep, but we use headphones because we like different shows. We're not using wireless headphones, and we turn our phones face down to eliminate the light. I often dream while doing this, so I assume I'm going through all the sleep cycles. Thanks, your input would be appreciated." Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Debbie, and I'm so glad that you enjoy the show. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, and I'm hoping that you don't fall asleep while listening to this podcast, of course. Now, whenever I respond to listeners' questions, I try and find published studies based on that topic. That way, whatever I share is not just my opinion or anecdotal evidence, but instead based on actual research. Well, when I tried to find published studies on this topic, they were actually really difficult to find. Most of the studies were actually performed in hospitals with critically ill patients. For example, researchers wanted to know whether listening to white noise through headphones helped critically ill patients get better sleep. Now, the results of this type of study can be somewhat helpful, but it really doesn't apply all that well to your situation, Debbie. Oh, and if you're wondering, the researchers of this study in critically ill patients found that wearing headphones did not improve their sleep. So where does that leave us? Well, my next step is to look to see what other professionals in the field have to say. So this may not be based on actual research, but instead credentialed professionals' opinions based on their experiences with patients and what they know about human physiology. Lucky for us, the Cleveland Clinic, a well-respected healthcare organization here in the U.S., published an article where they interviewed a doctor of audiology to share their thoughts on sleeping while wearing headphones. Now, some of an audiologist's roles, in case you're not familiar, are to provide patients with hearing devices and educating patients on the effects of noise on hearing and managing hearing loss and improving issues with balance. In this article, the audiologist believed that if you need sound while sleeping, an external speaker is probably your best bet. But wearing headphones while sleeping was likely not harmful and may help improve sleep quality just so long as certain criteria were met. In fact, a separate article published by the Washington Post interviewed a sleep medicine specialist at Northwestern University who said that even though wearing headphones while sleeping hasn't been well studied, it's probably safe, provided again that certain criteria are met. Most of these criteria relate to the type of headphones you choose to wear and the volume at which you listen to your content. So, here's a summary of the recommendations. 1. If you do wear headphones, keep the volume low. It's hard to know how loud sound is in decibels unless we have something that's specifically measuring it. Decibels are a unit of measure used to measure loudness. But the recommendation with headphones is to keep the sound below 85 decibels. Now, one way to help to determine whether you're listening to something at a low enough volume is to have someone within arm's length of you try and talk to you while wearing the headphones. If you can hear them with your headphones and volume on, then the volume is probably fine. Oh, and don't try and cheat by reading their lips. Look away while they're talking to you to see if you can still hear them. They shouldn't be able to hear the sounds coming from your headphones either. 2. The type of headphones may matter as well. Wearing earbuds for long periods of time, day after day, may increase the risk of developing an ear infection. This is because earbuds may trap moisture in the ear. Bacteria love warm, moist conditions, so the ear is an ideal breeding ground for them. 3. So that means over-the-ear headphones would probably be best. And if you can, choose a wireless version so that you don't get tangled up in the middle of the night. You can now buy headbands with headphones built in. That way, if you sleep on your side, you won't be as disturbed by a bulky headphone sitting between your ear and the pillow. So, Debbie, the good news is, if sleeping while wearing headphones and listening to podcasts, hopefully not this one, at a low volume helps you get quality sleep, then it sounds like it's probably helping you and not harming you. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send me your question, Debbie. And if you want to send your question and have it answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on an episode, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. And if you don't like your first take, you can delete it and do retakes until you're happy with it and then send it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.